Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back to the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's here on 104.5 The Zone. Titans just got back from Houston, so we're going back to Houston. John McClain, right. Houston Chronicle, on with us now.
John, how are you?
Well, I went back last night. I left the stadium at 12:45, and I went home, and I watched the game and stayed up watching it until about 3:30. Then I had to get up at 7 to do radio. So I'm running on fumes, but as you guys can imagine, people are really excited here about the Texans winning that game. Cleveland comes to Houston, and Indianapolis comes to Houston. So there's a buzz in the city that there wasn't before. I think that people put a lot of stock in beating the Titans.
It's funny. I was back to the hotel about 2:30 and saw you tweeting or retweeting some stuff. And I was like, yeah, John and I, not sleeping.
Nope, on those prime time games, those are, you know, plus, you know this, Paul, you get through late, you don't just fall in bed, you know, you're still kind of juiced up from the excitement. When you have to write, you put a lot of thinking into it, but, you know, once you do hit the bed, it's easy to go to sleep, but you can't just go home and go straight to sleep.
Takes a while to wind down. So after that first Texans-Titans game, we were all on the same page. You thought it was a tremendous coaching job by Mike Vrabel. This was not a tremendous coaching job by Mike Vrabel, to have a guy who doesn't know the footwork of a running back to take a handoff as a fullback and not be able to gain half a yard for a first down on a pivotal two-play sequence that swung the game conceivably by 14 points. What'd you think of the whole Luke Stocker carry and Lamar Miller huge touchdown run sequence?
Well, of course, let's go back. This is something people here talking about that was almost overlooked in light of Matt LaFleur's call on fourth down, was the fumbled kickoff that the Titans could have gotten. The Texans kid, DeAndre Carter, returned it to the 30. He fumbled. It looked like one of the Titans was had a shot at it.
LaShawn Sims bounced right off his chest.
A DB named A.J. Moore recovered it at the 38, and that set up good field position for their first touchdown. Had the Titans recovered that, you know, maybe it would have been a field goal in 13-0. Maybe it had been another touchdown pass by Mariota, and they certainly would have had even more momentum, because when they went up 10-0, that stadium was totally silent. And but he got it, and I thought that was a huge play. But then, of course, giving the ball to an up back instead of Derrick Henry was turned out not to be a good call. But you got to think, okay, if we don't make it, we've got them backed up. And if we can hold them on three or they get one first down, we're going to get good field position. You know, I certainly never think. I think Miller's longest run since he's been here has been 48 yards. He had two runs in the 70s and 80s against the Texans. One was a catch and run. It's one reason they signed him as a free agent. But that 97-yard run, you know, that was a backbreaker. And even take that away, the Texans ran for, I think, 184 yards. They came out determined to run against what had been a good run defense, and they just shoved it down the Titans' throats.
John, what were players in the Texans' locker room saying about stopping the Titans on that fourth and less than a yard there in the second quarter?
Well, they weren't talking about it being a bad play. They were talking about it being a great play on their part. Zach Cunningham, who had missed three or four games with a sprained MCL, came back in that game. And he and the other inside linebacker, Nogert McKinney, filled that hole and stuffed Stocker. And Cunningham played a really good game. Texans are in good physical condition for this time of year, especially compared to last year when they had 13 starters on injured reserve. And they filled the hole and just they made a great play.